This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. Goddess Lakshmi, the deity of prosperity, wealth and abundance, is being worshipped in households across the country during Lakshmi Puja. Mortal remains of Nepali student Bipin Joshi, who died in Hamas captivity, brought back to Nepal. His final rites to be performed in Kanchanpur tomorrow. Prime Minister Sushila Karki said government is committed to creating an environment for elections with a pledge to form a stable government within 6 months. And excessive air pollution in India's capital, New Delhi. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has paid tribute to Nepali national Bipin Joshi, whose body was brought to Kathmandu from Israel today. At a condolence ceremony organized at Trivandrum International Airport, Prime Minister Karki offered heartfelt condolences and extended prayers for the eternal peace of the departed soul. She also expressed sympathy to the bereaved family members. Joshi's body was brought to Kathmandu on a Fly Dubai flight. Later in the afternoon, his body was airlifted to Dhangari by a Nepali Army's helicopter. From Dhangari, the body was transported by hearse to his home in Mahendranagar of Kanchanpur. The Nepali Army formally handed Joshi's body over to his family. Chief District Officer of Kanchanpur, Lakshman Dhakal, said the funeral procession will begin from his home in Mahendranagar on Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. and the final cremation will take place at Mahakali Arya Ghat. The body was repatriated from Israel with coordination between the Embassy of Nepal in Tel Aviv and the Israeli government. Bipin Joshi was one of the Nepali students abducted by Hamas attack on the 7th of October in 2023 in Israel. The Israeli government confirmed Joshi's death on the 14th of October in 2025. 10 Nepali students died in the attack and Nepal made ongoing diplomatic efforts for his release. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has urged one and all to move forward with firm determination to fulfill the national aspirations of peace, prosperity and good governance. In a message today on the occasion of the Tihar festival along with Mahapuja, Nepal Sambat 1146, Chhat and other festivals, the Prime Minister said the incumbent government is working to create a favourable environment for elections, promising a stable government within 6 months with political dialogue and law and order progressing well. Likewise, the Prime Minister said the government's key responsibilities are to hold free, fair and fearless elections on the 5th of March in 2026, take strong action against corruption and conduct a fair investigation in the suppression and violence during the September 8 and 9 Tenzi protest. Prime Minister Karki said the government was formed to abide by inclusive, transparent and responsive governance by respecting the responsibility bestowed by the Tenzi protest. The third day of Yama Panchak, also known as Tihar, is being celebrated as Lakshmi Puja today by worshipping Goddess Lakshmi, the deity of wealth, prosperity and abundance. On this day, people clean various parts of their homes, including windows, doors, courtyards, rooms, thresholds, balconies, attics and staircases, and perform Deepavali by lighting of lamps. After decorating with lights, a ritual worship is performed by installing an idol or image of Goddess Lakshmi in the prayer room, along with a lamp, a sacred water vessel known as Kalash, and Lord Ganesh. Offerings such as jewelry, money, paddy, rice, fruits, a traditional sweet bread called Selroti, and flower garlands are made in accordance with traditional rituals. There is a religious belief that if wealth or valuables are set outside the home, after performing Lakshmi Puja, Goddess Lakshmi will also leave the house. In the evening, Groups of young women go from house to house singing and dancing bhailo, a traditional Tihar song. In return, they are offered paddy, rice, flower garlands, money and sell roti. On the occasion of Lakshmi Puja, homes and marketplaces are illuminated with lights, creating a festive atmosphere. Earlier today, Kukur Tihar, also known as Dog Worship Day, was also observed by worshipping dogs and feeding them special treats. It is believed that if dogs are worshipped and fed well on this day, two dogs named Shyam and Sabal, gods of Yama, the god of death, who sit at the gates of the underworld, will ease one's journey after death. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Mahabir Pun has said the ministry would take an appropriate move to enforce the reports prepared by the Committee on Search and Study of the Land belonging to the Trivun University. Education Minister Mahabir Pun said some findings will be forwarded to the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA. The education minister said the report reveals illegal use of TU land but remains incomplete and further investigation is planned. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *14*15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *14*15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
*14*15 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज A total of 246 individuals undergoing treatment at various hospitals in Chittagong have tested positive for scrub typhus infection. Out of 4,108 patients tested, 246 have been confirmed with scrub typhus. Ram Kesi, the kit controller at the Chittagong Public Health Office, reported that 181 of those infected are residents of Chittagong, while 65 are from outside the district. Notably, 25 cases have been recorded in Bharatpur metropolitan city alone. Scrub typhus is transmitted to humans through bites from infected mites that reside on the ears of mice or other animals. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Air pollution has spiked due to days of fireworks set off to mark Diwali, the major Hindu festival of lights, which culminates on Monday night. According to the AFP News Agency, monitoring organization IQ Air on Monday reported PM2.5 levels reached 248 micrograms per cubic meter in parts of the city. The data indicates cancer-causing microparticles small enough to enter the bloodstream. Measures to reduce pollution include ensuring uninterrupted power supply to limit diesel generator use. For the first time, Delhi will trial cloud seeding by airplanes this month to induce rain and clear the rain. Delhi's Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa said this month flight trials and pilot training had been completed for the cloud seeding. Two Hong Kong airport security staff were killed when a cargo plane skidded off a runway, hit their petrol vehicle and plugged into the sea. According to the BBC, Emirates flight EK9788 was arriving from Dubai at about 19:50 GMT when it veered off the runway, crashed through perimeter fencing and collided with the security vehicle, pushing it into the water. The two people inside died. The Boeing 747 ended up partly submerged, but the four crew on board survived. Officials are investigating the cause of the crash on the north runway. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Goddess Lakshmi, the deity of prosperity, wealth and abundance, is being worshipped in households across the country during Lakshmi Puja. Mortal remains of Nepali student Bipin Joshi, who died in Hamas captivity, brought back to Nepal. His final rites to be performed in Kanchanpur tomorrow. Prime Minister Sushila Karki said government is committed to creating an environment for elections with a pledge to form a stable government within 6 months and excessive air pollution in India's capital, New Delhi. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.